reminding ourselves why we're here. We should also compliment the Italian presidency and the ministries of culture and innovation in Italy for taking what is quite a courageous decision to hold this meeting. 2 years ago, when people were talking about quality, there was a clear reaction from institutional actors of why. We know what quality is. We know how to deal with quality. It's part of our daily work. And yet now we are here realizing that quality has an entirely different meaning in the digital world, and that we must revisit and relearn the meaning of quality in that digital environment. Today, I suppose, we still see quality in that concept with a big Q. And part of the job of a meeting like this is to move from that big Q to a small Q, in the sense that quality becomes, again, a day-to-day word in the day-to-day digital vocabulary of our cultural institutions. And I think we will be successful if we, in the years to come, see that we no longer have to have meetings on quality, because it becomes something that is, again, embedded in the very fabric of our new digital cultural institutions. So today, in this morning session, we will see four presentations of different sorts, moving from the very symbolic presentation associated with the Minerva and the Carta di Parma, moving to a very tangible presentation on the handbook, moving to a presentation on how you would test and evaluate quality in a real-life situation, and then finishing with what might be, in some ways, the type of presentation that we would expect to see more frequently in the future when discussing quality. And that's how quality is embedded, how it becomes obvious and visible, what it means in a tangible way when accessing cultural content, educational material, websites, for a purpose, for a reason, to gain benefit. And so we're going to start off right away with the first presentation from Rossella Caffo. She is both with the Ministry of Culture, the General Secretariat of the Ministry of Culture, and she is also coordinator of the Minerva project. And she will talk a little bit about Minerva, but largely about the Carta di Parma, its meaning and its symbolism.